You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. As your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to all of you, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me and to tune in today to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. You're going to hear a word from Him coming up in just a minute. More on this ministry real quick. If you're just tuning in right now, this is WGOD. I've named it, being a radio man and a pastor, of what I would love my call letters to be, because I've come to the realization that God is always broadcasting. And all we need to do is tune and turn our knobs into His frequency. And then you can constantly hear from God 24 hours a day if you had time to do that. And that is through His Word. We let His Word speak. His Word, the Bible says, is living and active and sharp, sharper than any sword. We're tuning in today. We're in Matthew chapter 3. This is the second part of this sermon I just preached this last Sunday. We're in a series in Matthew. It's going to take us maybe... Well, we're going through a chapter a week, so I think we'll probably won't be able to accomplish a chapter a week later on, but that's what we're doing now. This is going to take us most of this year. It's a great study. We had a great time here just this past day looking once again at one of my all-time favorite people in the Bible, John the Baptist. And he's on the scene now. We've looked at him, John, because he fascinates me to no end, this man. And how old he really is. Jesus says, if you're willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. And so that's what we're looking at here. John the Baptist says his axe is at the root of the tree of everyone that's not producing fruits worthy of repentance.
This entire book is supernatural, filled with supernatural people. God does supernatural things. We discovered in Sunday school here, Pastor Darren was sharing this morning and with me early this morning here, how our prayers need to be supernatural. You want to reach a supernatural God? You got to pray supernaturally. Maybe that's what it means when the Bible says to pray in the Spirit. God is supernatural. Important people in this book have a reputation before they were even born. Let me say that again. Important people in the Bible have a reputation before they were even born. I just read to you John's. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. God told Jeremiah, listen to this one. Jeremiah, God's speaking to you. He said, before I formed you, he is speaking to you. This is what God says to Jeremiah. That's pretty cool. I'm glad I got the name Paul instead of like Felix. No, even Felix is in the Bible. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. You hear that? That means God made you. That means no one should ever abort you or kill you, because God made you in the womb. You're not an accident. God formed you. God made you. No one should ever take that upon themselves. God is the creator of all. God knew not just Jeremiah the prophet, but you too. God knew you before you were born. Thank you. That's what the word says. It is true. Boy, there's some severe judgment coming for what these people do here in this country. Can you imagine? You hear some of these laws they've been passing lately in this country? This governor of Virginia that says you can abort a baby after it's been born? He said, well, we'll keep them warm and comfortable for a while as the mother figures out what to do. Be not deceived. I'll tell you, friend, and that is read in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, where it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, everyone knows that. You might not see it, but I guarantee it's true. Romans 8:29, listen to this. For whom he foreknew, these he's predestined. God's known you in advance, right? Whom he foreknew, prognosco. He predestined means to be marked out in advance. It's the word horizon, like the stars or the horizon. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. John the Baptist, a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Just want you to see the Bible's supernatural, and he's known you before you were born. It's not like you're born, the doctor spanks you on the fanny, and then God knows you. Your spirit wasn't born the day you were born. Back to Matthew, verse 5. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the regions around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. John's baptism is a baptism of repentance. He was getting people's hearts prepared for the coming Messiah. But John's baptism didn't save anybody. It prepared the way for what or who would follow afterwards. Okay, now, with that knowledge of what you've just learned here this morning, or forgive me if you've already known it, we practiced the same play twice here, heaven forbid. Turn with me, please, to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. The church is the only industry that wants to fire the coach for practicing the same play twice.
We studied that once, remember, when Eisenhower was president.
Acts chapter 19, with what you've just learned, or have been refreshed. John's baptism didn't save anyone. Acts chapter 19. Now what happened? While Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. So he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Church, these people were not saved. John's baptism doesn't save anybody. Jesus' baptism saves, not John's. At least they weren't saved yet. They had an incomplete, let's call it an incomplete salvation. They were almost there. They were almost saved. They were, like I like to say, they were ripe. Soft, tender, ready to receive what or who was to follow. Now the Apostle Paul will continue with some extraordinary knowledge he gained somewhere. Let's credit the Holy Spirit. Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance. How did he know that? John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him. That is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, once you turn and repent of your sins, then you can think and see clearly again. That's what happened here. They were baptized in the name of John. They repented of all their sins. They were soft-hearted towards God. They were able to think clearly. And then they heard the correct or the complete gospel message. John just prepared you for the one who was to come, whose name is Jesus, who died for all of your sins. So don't ever forget that, please. These at Ephesus were not saved yet. Now, back to Matthew. Verse 5, again, chapter 3, verse 5. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan, they went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come into his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Ah, he called them snakes. You gotta love this guy. "You snakes." That was kind of mean, wasn't it? Apparently he knew more. He just knew something that we just, you know, you had to be there, I guess. John knew these guys certainly weren't coming to him to get baptized or to confess and repent of sin. Not them. They were above that. But John tells them this: bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, "We've got Abraham as our father, for I say to you, God is able to raise up children to Abraham out of these stones." The Pharisees and religious leaders of that day considered themselves special and better than anyone else because they were the offspring of Abraham. And John's telling them, "Don't think this way. God doesn't need you. For I say to you, God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones." You know, no one is invincible. This church doesn't need me. I need you. Let's get the order right. For God is able to raise up a pastor. God is able to raise up a worship leader and Sunday school teacher and two deacons out of these stones. He doesn't need me. I desperately need him. He doesn't need Darren. Darren needs him and can't breathe without him. 1 Corinthians 10:12, it says, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.